This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. For people who do not have any inclination towards the visual art world, visiting an art gallery might be an intimidating experience. You're not really sure what to do there and how to engage with all the art pieces that you see. Are you expected to give an in-depth analysis or commentary to all the paintings there? Do you need to really use jargons that you've never even heard of? Don't worry if you have these thoughts or perceptions, as you're not alone. I had them too. That was until I joined an art tour organized by the Art Cine, a collective that recognizes the inaccessibility of the art scene and tries to bridge that gap by conducting tours to art galleries that we have here in KL.
Hi, I'm Azza Iza. I'm the founder of Art Cine, and I do art tours.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm the project coordinator for Art Cine.
Okay, so basically Art Cine is currently an online group, or I would say platform, to break the current art inaccessibility in Malaysia. So our first very initiative is the Art Cine Tours, which is where we go to a few different galleries during our tour. I actually have an early childhood education background, but I'm not practicing. I'm only an art appreciator. I cannot paint or cannot draw, or at least I think I can.
I, on the other hand, came from a corporate background. I do have very minor art history, which is just like, study architecture for a bit and in a few art school, but it's just that.
Those are the voices of Azza Iza Abu Said and Zakwan Hashimuddin. They're from the Art Cine, and as you've just heard, they don't really have a formal background in the arts and yet are driven enough to start this initiative, especially because of that perceived inaccessibility. Despite that, the interest among the public is there though, as Azza found out through one simple tweet.
So basically I tweeted last year about 13 ongoing art exhibitions. It was a thread tweet and I gained a lot of traction from it. I had like 2,000 retweets, which is a lot for me because I only get like 5 retweets normally on my personal account. And from there, I created a poll asking them, would you guys pay to go on a gallery tour, art gallery tour? And they were like, yeah, most of them voted yes. There were, of course, some that voted no. And then I basically migrated all of those followers to my Instagram. And from there, we started getting bookings every single week. As of then, almost every single week,
Basically, from that tweet itself, you can see that there are demands for this sort of information of art. And so people actually want to know and willing to actually pay for exposure.
Yeah, so how did you then set the tour up? As in, how did you decide on the logistics of things, which galleries to go to and whatnot?
Okay, so first of all, when we talk about art inaccessibility, transportation, because we almost cannot access all these galleries with public transport. There are a few, like I can count them, that we can actually access with public transport. So we decided, okay, you know what, hey, we're gonna provide transport, and then with transport we'll curate the tour based on ongoing exhibitions that obviously changes from every other month and week, because some galleries have different exhibitions at different times. So we really look at the exhibitions, ongoing exhibitions.
And we will also tailor the galleries based on our guests. Because, for instance, we had a group from China. So we couldn't bring them to a more something that they couldn't understand in KL. So we have to bring something which is more broad, where they can
easily
understand on the art of Malaysia. So in that case, we do tailor for certain people and see how we read we'll read our guests and we'll figure out along the way and maybe change last minute changes in the galleries.
That's quite interesting, because I mean you have a lot of like exhibitions happening at the same time, because we have a lot of galleries here, but at the same time you also have to make sure there must be like a curation process when it comes to your guests, right? So how do you read your guests? How do you know whether they will be interested in, you know, exhibition A or compared to exhibition B, C or D, right?
Okay, so usually every week I will plan out ongoing exhibitions of the week. That's a compilation that I actually posted on our Instagram, and I use that as my own reference as well. And then I'll pick 4 galleries and use it for that week or for how long the exhibition goes on for. And then with that 4 galleries, I will ask all the guests, have you been to any of these galleries? And so far, most of them have been saying no. So then I just go on with it. If they say yes, it's probably a few months ago during a different exhibition. So it's still okay for us to go there. So there's no problem with us choosing the galleries or exhibitions.
So the focus is more on the exhibitions rather than the galleries themselves, right?
Okay, so I believe that it's important to showcase our National Art Gallery and the bigger and more commercial galleries in KL, such as the Bank Negara Gallery and Ilham Gallery, because those are easier to look out for as compared to the smaller galleries. But at the same time, we also look at the exhibitions. For example, if there's a photography exhibition going on at Gallery X, but our guests might not be interested in it, so we will obviously change it to a different gallery. But then so far in the National Art Gallery, it's been good luck because there's like 6 different exhibitions always constantly, so there's, you can't go wrong there. Yeah.
Do you collaborate with gallery managers for these tours?
Okay, because we have 3 different types of tours, a standard tour, customized tour, and a walking and train tour. For our customized tour, it's usually for more focused groups whereby they want to learn more and understand more of the techniques and styles of painting or artworks. So that is when we liaise with the gallery people and galleries so that they can give a proper walkthrough, because we do not have a art background and we believe that we should provide better service to them. Yeah.
Gallery hopping is fun, but it can also be quite taxing for the participants. This is something that they're aware of.
Okay, initially we started off with like 6 galleries, which is a lot, and it took us 7 hours. That was the very first tour, and it was of course a mistake because it drained both the guests and us out completely. And then along the way we cut it down to 5 hours, and now it's cut down to 4 hours, and we try to make it as short and quick as possible, and we make sure to have a break after 2 galleries so that it won't be too tiring. But sometimes we have guests who would leave after the 2nd or 3rd gallery because they are too tired, which is okay. We do not mind at all. It really depends on their guests, and we don't want them to feel too tired and too like forced to go through the tour. As for our curated customized tours, we go up to 8 galleries, and these are requested by the guests, by the group, so they know what they're getting themselves into, which is okay then in that case. Yeah.
The thing about our guided tours, it's interesting because every gallery, there will be someone there explaining about what's going on. So we, me and Azhar, we can actually select our, we can go to our favorite galleries, which is, and actually share them with the guests. And we also are also learning from the guide. So besides them, we are learning as well, and we discuss amongst ourselves when we go home. And we have this feel of satisfaction of actually going to all these galleries, and we actually like, oh, that was a good gallery. That was a good talk. I can't believe that, blah, 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 blah. So it is very good, and I really enjoyed the our guided tour galleries. Yeah.
What are some problems that you've encountered so far based on your experience, you know, conducting these tours?
Okay, number one problem is obviously traffic, because we are transporting these people around, and because we have to beat time, and sometimes the traffic in town, it's quite unexpected, so the traffic really, really affects our timing sometimes. Other than that, because we do everything via WhatsApp and Instagram, sometimes we may have like last minute cancellations and stuff like that, which results in other people not being able to book. So, but we've resolved all of that, and we're moving forward and learning from all that. Yeah.
And what's the feedback like from your participants so far?
So far, okay, it's very interesting because we get different, all kinds of feedbacks, and most of them are positive. I mean, I think all are positive. And it's really satisfying to hear when we find out that like they actually did learn something. We helped them open up the map of art galleries in KL, which is, it's fulfilling, you know, but also at the same time, you know that you have actually done something right, which is to create art accessibility. So basically, with every tour, we feel satisfied knowing that we have fulfilled our goal.
I mean, yeah, the feedbacks are really good. It's really positive. And it's nice to also get comments from guests that are like, oh, I think I like what you guys are doing. You know, this is very good. It just makes you feel good. I mean, for us, we just feel like we're just bringing people. But somehow, certainly the tour has impacted a few people. Also, in terms of, I believe that certain galleries get exposure by our tours. The people been coming to their galleries more often because of it. So it works in that way that we didn't even realize that it was working. So yeah, it's like our personal satisfaction and like, oh my, I think we're doing the right thing. So yeah, I think we are winning votes in that way.
That was Zakwan Hashimuddin, and he's joined by Aza, Iza, Abu Zaid, and they're from the Artsani, an initiative that provides tours across various art galleries and exhibitions here in Kuala Lumpur. We're going for a short break. I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharuddin. This week, we're joined by Aza, Iza, Abu Zaid and Zakwan Hashimuddin. They're from Artsani, an initiative that brings you on tours across various art galleries here in KL. We've learned the technical aspects of the tour in the first part of the show, so let's dive deeper into the conversation surrounding the art scene. As mentioned previously, the struggle is real to get people to truly engage with the scene due to various perceptions that have been created around it. So being aware of all that, how do Aza and Zakwan get the participants to be comfortable during the tour?
Okay, so usually for these kind of groups, we would always have a above-the-surface conversation because we would like to make them feel as comfortable as possible and of course enjoy the tour throughout it all, because if we were to go too technical with them, then they would not understand or they would feel bored or lose interest after the first or second gallery already.
I mean, most of our guests have at least slight interest in art for them to even get into one of our tours. I mean, some, they don't really, you know, they're just like, they're just there just to kill time whatsoever, but most of them usually have little interest in them. So, like Aza said, I think our conversation with them is very above the surface. We keep them casual, comfortable. It's more like, you know, we have that vibe of like just a group of friends going to galleries, and we just have a basic talk about it and talk about something else. We can talk about cars, whatever, and yeah, I mean, just go around.
But at the same time, you guys are also ready to have that more in-depth conversation with art enthusiasts who are also welcome to participate in the tours, right?
Yeah. So when it comes to these kind of people, okay, sometimes we would, not sometimes, initially when we just started, we would send out a survey before every single tour to understand this our guests better so that we know how to approach them and how to basically run the tour with them in that sense. But yeah, I guess you could say that we are prepared in a way.
Based on their observations, the struggle to bridge the gap is real, as there are a lot of factors that need to be taken into consideration.
Okay, so basically, artists produce work, exhibit their work with galleries, but there's still a ring of gap within these two entities that outside of this ring is the public. So we really need to help pull in the crowd, because these are the people that are actually potential buyers or people who would commission them, the artists. And basically, job opportunities can be provided by these people. But generally, the whole public are having a difficult time trying to enter that circle, to pass through that ring.
I mean, we had one guest who just started collecting. So he joined our tour just to get and in depth, because he wasn't sure what he's getting into. He wants to collect art, but he doesn't know where to start. What should I get? Should I get it because for the value or because I love it. So he joined the tour and we're bringing them around just to get every type of different type of medium, different artists. So he's been going around and then, yeah, and maybe it could help him understand art better into becoming a new collector in art, I guess.
The art scene is invested in getting the community to appreciate art more, but they believe that the public should learn how to do so organically rather than being taught how to go about it.
I think it's something that the guests should and would learn by themselves, mainly because simply teaching them will only force it down their throats. So if they were to see something they really like and it touches their heart, then maybe they've known the style of art that they really like, rather than if I'm like, okay, this is how you appreciate this kind of art and that's how you appreciate that kind of art, then it's just forcing it down their throat. Yeah.
In terms of teaching them an in-depth of the art, I guess we will leave that to the expert, meaning we will collaborate with galleries and where they will conduct talks by art collectors about how do you start on collecting, yeah, things like that. So in that way, we will channel our guests towards those galleries, meaning we bring them to the talks and they will like go there and listen, and from that we just, you know, we just let the expert do their thing and like do that. Yeah.
Do you think that the art scene can be quite elitist in the sense that it only caters to those who are, I don't know, a bit more educated, who are into this kind of stuff because of their exposure to the world?
Initially, at first, that's what I thought. But after I've been doing these tours, okay, with Azhar, I've been going around, I've been meeting a lot of new people and few artists, my perception has changed. So to me, I feel like everything has been opened up for everyone. Of course, there will be, you know, some people will always still think that macam art is for the elitists and stuff like that, but I think it's pretty general. Everyone can appreciate it. It's just how you actually approach it and see it.
Organizing a small tour like this means that they have to also deal with various levels of interest and knowledge among the participants in the group.
So basically, when we have the bigger groups, for example, 2 weeks ago we had a group of 7 people and they were all individuals except for one couple. So everyone had different interests of art, different views and perceptions of everything. And so we basically just try to find a common ground. And once we do that, everyone just come out of their shell and become comfortable.
We don't try to segregate the one who's interested in art and who's not, and we just mix everyone and we just have the tour in a group. And like Azhar said, in time, after like first, second hour, everyone started to open up and they become friends, and you know, you start to talk about something else, about what do you do and what do I do. You know, it's a very casual thing, and I think it creates a very comfortable vibe for all our guests.
Having observed the scene through their efforts, do they think that it will always remain niche, especially in KL?
I personally think that the younger generation now are more inclined in art. Like, they are growing up with the presence of art all around them, and they are the ones who are probably going to change everything, who are going to change everything, and they're the ones who will, I don't know, make everyone more interested because they keep promoting art as compared to the older generation. And yes, it's still a niche despite the younger generation promoting it, but it's slowly growing in the country, I feel. It's slowly growing, and it has definitely grown since I was a little kid until now. I can see the huge changes.
The art scene has been to a lot of art galleries around town, so I get them to recommend some of the more underrated galleries here.
Okay, so of course most of these galleries are located in Klang Valley and PJ, Subang also, but a few galleries that I think most people do not know that exist or know the presence of it, I would say is AP Gallery in Taman Melawati, A+ Gallery in Central East, like people would never have known that there's a gallery there, or even G13 in Kelana Jaya, it's within a housing area as well. So there's a whole lot more that are just scattered all around in random places. There's even one in like Selangor called Rimbondahan. It's a residency, artist residency place. But yeah, everything's just really scattered and people do not know how to reach out to them and access them, yeah.
Yeah, anything else we can expect from Artsani next?
For me, I hope. I'm always looking to refine our tours. I mean, always looking to find ways to make it more interesting, or how do we progress and like maybe change the logistic ways or get something more a comfortable vehicle and things like that. So that is what I'm looking forward to, and we'll see how we could move on from what we are now. But yeah, we'll see. When time will tell.
Also, I guess we hope to work with universities, public universities, private universities, be it an art department or not, because I think these are the people who would be interested, most interested, and who can change things in the future because they are the younger crowd.
So for those who are interested to join the tour, where can they go to find out more information?
Okay, so basically, it's very simple to book a tour. You can just go to our Instagram page at The Artsani and simply click the link in our bio and it'll directly link you to our WhatsApp, so you can instantly WhatsApp us that way and book it, and our dates are listed in our bio as well.
There's a fee involved as well, right?
Yes, each tour would only cost about RM 55 per person, and lunch is not provided but transportation is fully provided.
You've been tuning in to I Love KL, and this week we're joined by Azza Iza Abu Zaid and Zakwan Hashimuddin from The Artsani, a group that conducts tours across art galleries in KL. And that's all we have for this week's episode of I Love KL. As usual, if you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our app via Google Play or the App Store. We're also available on Spotify, so do check us out on that platform. And don't forget to also follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week, only on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.